Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord.
Happy Tuesday morning to you. It's already April 8th. So we are 12 days away from Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. If you do not have a home church where you will be celebrating your Easter morning, we want to invite you to join us at the Space Coast Convention Center. Celebration Tabernacle Church will be at the Space Coast Convention Center on Easter morning at 10 a.m. So the location is Tucker Lane out here in Cocoa. The landmark is the intersection of State Road 520 and Interstate 95, the Space Coast Convention Center, which is there adjacent to the Holiday Inn. So we want to invite you out. We're having a fabulous Easter play called Follow the Yellow Brick Road. So we have our fabulous cast. We have been rehearsing now for several weeks. We're going to have dance. We're going to have music. We're going to have our children's ministry doing things. Pastor's going to give us a powerful word regarding the resurrection. It's going to be an altar call onto salvation. So we want to invite you out. Bring somebody with you to the Space Coast Convention Center on Easter morning at 10 a.m. We are really excited. We've been there before for Easter morning, and we haven't been out there in a few years. So we know the impact of what we are getting ready to step into, and we know that God is going to far exceed the past, what's happened out there in the past, which has been glorious and awesome. So we want to personally invite you out to join us for Easter Sunday service on April 20th at 10 a.m. at the Space Coast Convention Center. Our topic this week is I'm all in. So we must be all in to the Great Commission, all in to the principles of God, all in to the purpose that he has assigned for his life. And it's the word that will guide us. Through the word, God guides us. When we go into the scriptures and we look at the accounts of people from the past, when we look at the wonder working power of the Holy Spirit, when we see the accomplishments of the Christ followers in the day, and then we see the teachings of Jesus that greater works are going to be done because he went to the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we see it demonstrated in the Bible. That should make us excited about what God wants to do through us at this time in this year, 2025, which has prophetically been declared our year of fruitfulness, our all of us, the body of Christ, year of fruitfulness. So we must find our fruitful place and allow our roots to go down deep, to be planted and to bear fruit. You know, when you think about the cycle of a seed, it has everything in it that's needed for life. Everything is encased within the seed that it needs for life, that it needs to be able to grow to maturity, to be able to bring forth fruit, to be able to replenish the earth. So the word of God is a seed. Jesus told us that in the parable of the sower. He said the seed is the word of God. So when we have the word of God to guide us in the endeavors that he has purposed us to do in the earth, to utilize the networks that he has given us, the levels of influence, the place of influence that he has given us, when we use his word, it will grow to maturity. It will bear fruit, and it will produce after its kind. You know, when you get excited about it, the people around you will be excited about it as well.
Yeah, the Word of God is exactly what it says. Pastor Dan, the Word of God, it is true then because the apostles, they all experience the power of the Word when they do it. So since it's true then, it is also what? True now. The Lord, the Word says to the apostles or the disciples, go to Jerusalem. Wait until the promise come. The Holy Spirit. That was the Word, right? They have the Word. In order for them to receive the promise of the Holy Spirit, they have to do something. They have to obey what? They have to obey the Word. So they went to Jerusalem. Went to the upper room, and they stay exactly in line with what the Word says. That's our opening this week. He said, if you want to see the power of God, you have to be in a one accord with His Word. You have to, I'm all in. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it feels like. Doesn't matter what my head is telling me. I obey the Word of God.
I remember when my daughter had broke her arm. And it, on the x-ray, it was all out of whack. And they had to put, like they do when people break bones, they put the cast on. The cast is there to bring the bone back into alignment. The bone wants to shift, but they put the cast on to keep the bone from doing what it wants to do, right? Because once it's broken, it's going to want to do what it wants to do. It's going to want to go to the side. It's going to want to shift around. Once that structure is broken. But the doctor, they look at the x-ray, they put the cast, they set it, right? They put it how it's supposed to be so that it could heal because the bone already has everything in it that it needs to be able to heal, to be able to replenish itself, to be able to repair itself. So they put the cast so that they could keep it in alignment, so they could put it into position so that over the course of time, it could grow back together. It could fuse back together. They know that it's going to happen, but it needs to be in alignment. And I remember going to the appointments, and they would check on it to see after a couple weeks. They would see, how is it healing? So one time they said, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put a little bit more pressure on this side because it's still trying to go out of position. So they're using the cast, right, to put it in the position that they foresee, the straight position that they need it to be in so that it can properly heal. And if it needs to be adjusted, they say, okay, we need to put a little more pressure on this side. So is the Word of God. We have to come in alignment with the Word of God. And when we try to go into this opinion and to this side on this opinion, and we try to shift all up in there, our feelings in the mix and what this person said and what that person said and what happened 5 years ago? What happened 5 minutes ago? We try to put all these things in. It causes a shift, but we have to come in alignment with the Word. We have to have a Word that we are believing God for in our situation. So whatever the situation is that's going amiss, whatever the situation that has our feelings all over the place, that has opinions all over the place, we have to find what does the Word say. And then we have to hold fast in the encasing then of the Word. Let the Word be the cast to the situation to bring us into alignment of the Word. Because if we continue to stand in the Word and we continue to hold our peace and we continue to allow the peace of the Word, we continue to allow the effectiveness, the power of the Word to come into the situation, it will make every crooked place straight, exactly how it says. It says, the Lord says, I will make every crooked place straight. I will break every gate of bronze, every gate of resistance. So we have to find the Word for our situation and be all in. We can't be slipping in and out in our opinion, slipping in and out in our feelings. We have to make a quality decision. Yes. If my feelings start going this way, going that way, I'm going to quickly bring them into alignment with the Word. How? I have the Word. So I'm going to declare the Word, and I'm going to say the Word with my mouth, and I'm going to allow it to come back through my own ear to transform my own mind so my mind is not conformed to the situation. A lot of times we talk ourselves up into anger.
Yes.
We talk ourselves up into bitterness. We talk ourselves up into disappointment. You know, everything's fine. And then a thought comes and then we begin to ponder on it. And then we begin to go back through everything. And then we're talking to people about this and talking to people about that and talking to ourselves and just letting the devil just come slap us around in our emotions and our mind. But we have the right, the Bible tells us, to cast down every argument, every imagination that is contradictory to the word of God. So when you have the word, you have something to fight with. You have something to stand on. If it comes against the word that you have for that situation, you don't tolerate it. You declare the word. That's why he gave us the word. Jesus had the word. Jesus used the word. In John chapter 12, verse 49, Jesus says, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command." So what's a command? A command is a word, what I should say and what I should speak. So Jesus came in alignment with the word. We have to come in alignment with the word. Think about in the garden before the he was apprehended, before the crucifixion in the garden. Jesus didn't feel like, sometimes we may think it wrong, that Jesus felt like going to the cross. He didn't feel like it in his flesh. He didn't feel like it in his humanity. He didn't feel like going through everything that he went through en route to the cross in the crucifixion. But the Bible says that the joy that was set before him, he was able to see past that momentary moment in time. He was able to see God's plan, but he had to come in alignment. Because in the garden, he said, he prayed three different times. He said, "Father, if there's another way, let this cup pass from me. If there's another way, let this cup pass from me." So he's out there, he's praying, and then he says, after the third time, he says, "But not my will, but your will." So he caught a revelation of God's plan for humanity. And when we catch a revelation of God's plan for humanity, we'll get ourselves more out of the way.
And then we can truly see how the word of God work. Mm-hmm. And because the word of God work when we are operating in it, when we are all in what it says. Mm-hmm. And when we are all in what the word of God says, then we become doers of the word. And that's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm. So are you all in this morning? You must ask yourself, am I all in? Find a word for your situation. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.